Good morning. Today will be mostly sunny with a high of 54 and a low in the mid-20s. Did you know? Monday's temperatures will rival some of the coldest November days in North Carolina history. The coldest November 21st ever recorded in Raleigh, since temperatures were first routinely recorded, was in 1914 when the low dipped to 17 degrees. Monday's overnight temperatures across the Triangle and Charlotte area varied between about 20 and 29 degrees as an Arctic chill moved in from the southeast. In religion news, the North Carolina Conference of the United Methodist Church approved a split on Saturday that clears the way for nearly a third of its churches to separate from the denomination over its attitudes toward homosexuality. The move, decades in the making, allows congregations that voted earlier this year to leave the United Methodist fold to join the new Global Methodist Church or some other denomination, or become non-denominational. The vote came at a special meeting of the North Carolina Annual Conference held in two rooms at Methodist University in Fayetteville, and brought a bruising process nearly to an end. Delegates voted by anonymous paper ballots, with yes meaning they voted to ratify the Conference Board of Trustees' motion to ratify the church's request to disaffiliate. A no vote was against allowing disaffiliation. The tally was 957 to 165 in favor of allowing disaffiliation. At the heart of the schism is a decision by the United Methodist Church to allow for the ordination of gay and lesbian clergy and for churches to host weddings and other celebrations of same-sex unions. It's often described as a liberal versus conservative debate, but those within the UMC say the denomination's official position on how to treat its LGBTQ brothers and sisters is a deeply spiritual matter that reflects the church's interpretations of the Bible and of the teachings of Christ. In politics, both regular voters and political pundits are closely watching the North Carolina legislature to see whether Republicans will secure the votes they need to pass laws in defiance of Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's veto. Republicans fell one seat short of total legislative control in this month's elections. Now, whether North Carolina enacts further restrictions on hot topics like abortion will likely depend on moderate members of both parties, whose votes could be the difference between Cooper's vetoes being sustained or overridden. The slim margins mean a single vote could make or break the enactment of new abortion bills. Republicans have suggested since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade in June that they would pursue an abortion ban that goes further than current state law, which doesn't allow abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, except in cases of medical emergencies. Speaking to reporters last week, Senate Leader Phil Berger and House Speaker Tim Moore, the two top Republicans in the legislature, said they were encouraged by the results of the election that inched them closer to being able to pass and enact laws over the governor's veto. Still, they said, Republicans are of different minds when it comes to the specific abortion restrictions they want to pursue, if any. Those proposals would likely need to earn the support of at least one Democrat as well. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.